was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Allison Norman here at Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. it still makes me laugh that her glass is always half full. I'm not sure who threw that in there, but I don't know. I guess it's true. I'm pretty optimistic and upbeat. And I guess today being happy St. Patrick's Day, maybe my glass will be half full with green beer this afternoon or something. I don't know, but we actually, it's funny because it's a happy St. Patrick's Day, and we are here. We're going to be talking about wine and really more to the point about the wine growers of Sonoma County. And Carissa Cruz is here. Carissa is the president of Sonoma County Wine Growers and Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation.
Got it.
So
that
good
is
morning.
Right. Good morning.
Good morning. And you also are with Steve Jackson, what, every other week?
Every other Tuesday we do Off the Vine, where we bring in grape growers and winemakers
awesome.
To talk about wine and farming. Yeah, exactly.
Which is such a big part of Sonoma County. And, you know, people go, well, this is a real estate show. Why are we talking about wine? But, you know, and not even wine. Why are we talking about it? And we are an ag community.
Yes.
And wine growing is a huge part of that. And Sonoma County Wine Growers supports ag families and farm workers and growers. So it's really an important piece of that whole Sonoma County economy, which in turn affects real estate. So that's the connection.
The magic link.
If you were looking for the magic link, there it is. So a lot of really good information. We're going to talk a little bit about real estate, and then we'll get in after the break in talking a lot more with Carissa about just what Sonoma County Wine Growers does as an organization, and Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation and what they're doing. And it's some pretty amazing stuff, I think, that you're doing.
Thank you.
So I'm excited to talk about it. So first of all, though, the Keller Williams today has open house extravaganza, and it's funny because I opened the paper and it's extravaganza and there's only 4 open houses. So I think what happened, I know I had 2 open houses that the listings actually went into escrow. So I'm all, oh, never mind, we're not going to do an open house, because people get a little frustrated when they show up at an open house and you go, oh, we already accepted an offer. So, you know, and it's funny because the front page of the Press Democrat today, it says Sonoma County market sluggish. And I, you know, read that and I went, really? Because it isn't for me. So, you know, I think it is. And when you read through the article, they like to sensationalize with headlines. When you read through the article, it did really, the beginning of the year did start out very sluggish. We ended sluggish. And I talked about last week, we had that weird kind of, you know, hiccup in the market where people had been pricing a little higher because we had been in this run up and pricing was high and sustainable. And then suddenly everything slowed down and we had buyers or sellers that got caught up in that, and agents too, that got caught up in having had priced the houses a little too high for what was happening in the market. So then everything just kind of sat there and it did get really sluggish. And then with the weather and just kind of the starting of the year, which is pretty typical for a market, a normal real estate market, is that we start out the year sluggish. And we always really kind of warn sellers that, hey, if you're going to be putting your house in the market, try and beat that spring rush, because you're going to be the only house in the market the only house in the market in your neighborhood rather than 4 or 5 other homes that you're competing with for buyers. So it's in my mind, this is pretty typical. And I'm seeing it a lot of buyers out there. A lot of homes coming on the market. What we would like to see is that not more homes come on the market than buyers, because then things do get sluggish. And I think that's kind of what happened last year. At the end of the year, people, I think, I don't know if it was there was the political climate, there was the economical climate, there was a lot of stuff going on that had people, and then hearing that we're going to have a shift in the market and it's the top of the market and buyers are saying, well, should we really buy? It's the top of the market. And, you know, so I think that's what really stalled everything. But I'm glad to say that I'm, you know, I'm busy and I have houses I put on the market that went right into escrow. So it does happen. It's not completely sluggish, but we do need to be careful in our pricing and we need to be careful really on when and strategic about when we put things on the market. Because you don't want to have a bunch of competition, because then the buyer's kind of in control of the situation. And as a seller, you want to be, you know, you want to be kind of able to control things. So that being said, open house extravaganza, there are, if you turn to page R12 in the real estate pullout guide at the Press Democrat, there are our Keller Williams open houses today. And then there's just the handy pullout of all the open houses. And I've noticed that buyers really just kind of like to go around. Even buyers that have agents, they come into open houses and they say, oh, I have an agent, but I didn't want to bother them. And it used to be, you go, yeah, sure. You know, you just don't want to, you know, the typical, like when you go to look at a car and they say, do you need help? And you go, oh, no, I'm just looking. I think that's kind of the same thing. And people say, oh, I have an agent. But really, I think it's more true now that they find it online, they go out and look, and they do have an agent. They just don't want to bother the agent. So I think an open house is really getting to be kind of more important of a tool for a listing agent now. So I always try and hold my houses open, but I didn't have anything that was available this week. I do have, however, next week we'll talk about it, but I have two coming up I want to tell you about. One of these Mike and I had listed last year, and it's a pretty kind of problematic property. It's 1 acre, 1875 Willowside Road, out there, the corner of Piner and Willowside. And it's built in 1925, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, lots of outbuildings, the old water tower, surrounded by vineyards.
I was going to say, I know that neighborhood.
Surrounded by vineyards. So, I mean, I don't know if you can put, you know, grapes on there. I think it's possible. I do know the septic system has failed, so it needs a new system, and I don't know where that's going to go, mm-hmm. and it's going to take up some of that land where you might want to put some grapes. But it's a really interesting property, and, you know, maybe a rehab loan or a cash. It definitely will not go owner finance. I mean, I'm sorry, will not go conventional financing or, you know, obviously FHA, but there is that FHA 203K rehab loan. So that is something that's possible for this property. It's listed at $525,000. So 1 acre out there in that, it's good wine land, good grape vineyard land. So that you can check out. I hope to have it open next weekend. I think it'll be ready to go on the market. We've had some trouble. Just it's a trust sale and had some trouble with the tenant, and I think we've got it all resolved. So it's now vacant, but anyway, so, and then the other one, this is a property I've been working on for, seriously, I think about 2 years. We've been trying to get it ready for the market. Eventually decided it made more sense for the elderly parents of the owner to be moved into a facility to where they could be better taken care of, and then had to get it all cleaned up and ready. So it's 1996 Los Olivos, 1300 square foot lot, 2565 square foot home. It's a little dated. It's kind of that mid-century, built in 1971, tri-level, huge family room. That one's listed for $840,000. And on Los Olivos, there's two right now that are on the other side of the driveway, and they have, I mean, the other side of the road, and they have these driveways that you're kind of afraid to drive up.
Oh, wow.
I went to see them on during our tour, and it was raining, and the driveway's a little scary. They're beautiful once you get up, but this one is on the other side of the road, and it has a friendlier driveway.
Although I always laugh at that, because I grew up in the Midwest, and no driveway is scary out here compared to having snow on a hillside driveway.
Going
so
up.
It's all perspective, I think.
I know, we're a little wimpy here in California when it comes to weather, especially. Anyway, those will be next week, and they're coming on the market. And that is takes us right up to our break. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll get into you know, just what Sonoma County Wine Growers is, what they do as an organization for the wine growers and the ag community, and talk some more with Carissa Cruz. So this is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, and we'll be right back after these messages. Thanks.
All right. I have officially made an emergency declaration on the drive today that I demand to talk to Supervisor Shirley Zane, and I declared it, and thus it shall be.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on the drive, afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Good morning. This is Allison Norman. You are listening to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here on the news in Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO and 103.5 94.5. Where did I? Yeah, 103.5. It's in this giant screen in front of me. I'm so used to it just being 103.5 at 94.5 FM. So
you need some coffee.
No, it's just.
Or have you already had that one?
When I started doing the radio show with Mike, it was before we had the FM channel. And it was 103. It's always been, 1350. It's always been KSRO 1350.
Right.
And News and Talk of Sonoma County. So I have that embedded in my speech memory. So anyway, apologies, KSRO. It's 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, and KSRO.com, which is, I love to listen to it on KSRO.com.
I was going to say, I do it live a lot.
Yeah, it's convenient. You can take it with you wherever you go. You don't have to, make sure you're on the right channel for the signal. And I really like just listening to KSRO.com. So anyway, we are going to be talking to Carissa Cruz, Sonoma County Wine Growers, and Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation. But first, Joe reminded me that I forgot to mention Mike Kelly's, we're calling it a celebration of life, it won't be a somber event, it will be a celebration. And I actually have had a lot of people ask me, what's going on with that? When are we going to be doing that? And we're kind of going back and forth, working on a date and time and location and all that. So we have settled on April 20th, so write this down. So, and I'll send out, there'll be more announcements, but you'll be the first to know. April 20th, doors open at 1 o'clock. We're going to start about 1:30. It'll go for about maybe an hour, hour and a half. Just a lot of, good memories, good information. I don't know if information is the right term, but just good
sharing.
Sharing and, coming together as Mike's huge, family of friends and colleagues and just he had such a big reach. So it's going to be down at the Sonoma Mountain Village Event Center, Sally mm-hmm. Tomatoes, who has Gerard, the owner of Sally Tomatoes, offered the space to us at a discounted rate. So that was very nice of him. And we are going to expect maybe 350 to 400 people. So we needed a big space. Yeah. So it's going to be a fun event, a lot of good memories. Mike was a fun guy and wouldn't like us to sit around and feel sad. So music, memories, and it'll be a good event. Anyway, so enough of that, and there will be more as we get closer to it, and we'll have an official announcement and all that. But you're the first to know here on the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour. So onward to talking about Carissa Cruz. And you've probably, if you're a listener, you've heard Carissa on the radio, and it's called Off the Vine?
Off the Vine.
Off the Vine.
Yeah.
Off the Vine. And I had your intro open and it went away.
Well, it's much different doing a morning show than an afternoon show.
I know,
show,
and you're funny. We're talking about wine on a...
I know, on a Sunday morning, no less. And, you know, Steve Jackson sort of demands a glass of Chardonnay in front of him to have the conversation. So this is totally different.
I know, it's a little early for that. So I was going to read your little bio, and then it kind of went away on my phone. But so you are the president. I read somewhere you're the first woman president of Sonoma County.
I am. It's been great. So got promoted back in 2013 to run the organization after Nick Fry, who had run it for a number of years, retired.
Right. Okay, so I found your bio.
Oh, you found it. So this is the embarrassing part. See, I was trying to stop you from actually reading anything about me.
Oh, no. So you were named president. So Carissa was named president of the organization. So she started in September 2012 as director of marketing, was named president of the organization on May 1st, 2013. And like I said, first female woman president of the wine growers. And you have guided the strategy implementation of Sonoma County's commitment to become America's first 100% certified sustainable wine region. Her forward-thinking approach has helped Sonoma County wine growers gain global recognition for their efforts, and she's been invited to speak at major conferences around the world and here at the radio
and
show.
Here, locally, most importantly.
Locally, and in an effort to continue to lead the social responsibility component of sustainability, Cruz announced the relaunch of the Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation in January 2016, which aims to assist local agricultural employees and their families in the areas of healthcare, affordable housing, childcare, education, and workforce development. And she currently serves as executive director of that foundation. So you wear two hats.
I do wear two hats. I mean, it's all to support our farming family and ensure sustainability of agriculture in the county. But yeah, in two sort of different capacities.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about both.
Yeah,
and so
absolutely.
And then in 2017, you launched the Sonoma County Center for Ag Sustainability. It goes on and on and on. So I won't embarrass you with going on and on. And they would rather hear you talk than hear me introduce you. So let's get kind of right into the thick of it and explain to people what exactly is Sonoma County Wine Growers. So
absolutely.
It's not winery. So tell us what it is.
Yeah. So the Sonoma County Wine Growers is a version of what I would call a trade association, but we work on behalf of all the 1,800 grape growers, actually in Sonoma County and Marin, although not as many grape growers down in Marin, but mostly in Sonoma County. And I always say I kind of wear two hats in that role as well, where probably the easier one is that I do a lot of promotion of Sonoma County as a wine region.
Yeah.
So we have great partnerships with Wine Spectator, Food and Wine. I say the fun part, I go to Aspen and, you know, work and educate sommeliers on Sonoma County, do a lot of media. I just got back from New York where we did a week-long kind of press trip meeting with different writers and journalists to pitch stories and hopefully bring more people to Sonoma County and try our wines and understand agriculture. But the other part that kind of starts to dovetail more into what the foundation does is really working with our grape growers to preserve agriculture here. So that's, you know, looking at grower education, groundwater sustainability, you know, having this understanding of what does it take to maintain farming in Sonoma County, which changes a little bit every year. So new regulations come in, and how do we educate our growers on what the implications of those are, and navigating that. And so all of that. So again, wearing kind of back and forth those two hats. And then, you know, we made this big commitment to sustainability, which I'm happy to talk about. But as part of that, we realized we weren't even with all of those sort of triple bottom line things we were doing in our sustainability efforts. You know, the key of any successful business is its people. And we realized even more so, you know, labor was tight. We were having, you know, no real immigration policy at the federal level that was supporting sort of ease of bringing, you know, anyone here or having folks feel safe here. And so we really wanted to focus on, you know, and had a labor force that was no longer transient. I mean, years ago it would be you kind of have a, you know, workforce come in for harvest and then leave. And then kind of this realization that that's not true anymore. These are families that are part of our community. They're living here. They're in our school system. They're, you know, at the local restaurants. They're part of who we are. So it was really important to focus on how do we ensure that if they're here in our community, that they're getting the services, the resources, and the connection that they need. And so that was the goal behind sort of this relaunch of the Grape Grower Foundation.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And it, I think it is really important. That, and you're right. It's they're part of our community.
Yes,
and
they're just like they are us. Right.
It's a huge piece of it. And ag is such a big part of Sonoma County, as is tourism and mm-hmm. and the service industry. And I think it all goes together. And I think it's all important to the economy and to
absolutely
to the community.
I always like to say I have a fun trivia fact. If you've heard me speak once in a while. There's only two counties in all of California that actually have the word agriculture in their county seal.
Oh.
And we are one of those two.
Oh, yeah.
And Yolo County is the other one.
Yolo, so, interesting. Mm-hmm.
So if you're out, you know, drinking beer or wine today and I want a fun fact, you can share that. But I think that really does speak to, you know, whenever we're thinking about agriculture's role in Sonoma County, it really does date back to the founding of our county and realizing that it was such a critical point, you know, thing to actually put it by name in our county seal and to recognize that whenever you're at a Board of Supervisors meeting, you see the seal or on, you know, official documentation that that is the place it has always had. And vineyards were planted originally here in 1812 kind of the date we have, if history,
is
you know.
Is that by the Russians?
It was out on the coast in Fort Ross. And so, you know, we have a couple hundred years of experience in Sonoma County, even in vineyards, let alone sort of agriculture has evolved. And so ensuring that we have, you know, a thriving agricultural community, in which part the employees are such a large piece of, really kind of got us to focus on housing more and more, as a lot of our county did, in terms of looking at sort of the affordable housing crisis we've had, or housing crisis in general we've had over the past, not just since the fires in October 17, which certainly, you know, it magnified the issue, but even prior to that, just how difficult was, you know, to find housing here. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing.
I mean, as you said, case in point, your open houses were already gone by the time you showed up today. So,
I
mean, it continues.
They're going. I think we've got it down to pricing. We needed to come down a little. And that's good for the buyers coming in, you know. So if somebody is, so this is not, is it property owners and then also people that lease the land? Because there's some people that actually own the land they grow the grapes on. And then there are some who lease.
Yeah, it's
land.
A lot of different
right?
models. So we have that's actually a great question, something I don't probably talk enough about. So you certainly have the landowners, and some of them farm. So they kind of play the different roles where they're actually doing the farming themselves, or they have a small crew that do the farming. And then we have larger sort of vineyard owners that might own multiple, you know, 500 acres of land, not continuous. We have a lot of small farms here. Even if you own a lot of multiple hundreds of acres of land, a lot of times they're in 5 acres here, 10 acres here, 25 acres here, just the way the county sort of is divided up. So they might farm across a lot of properties. And at that point, they have some sort of economies of scale, which is actually really important and increasingly more important. And then you have vineyard management companies. So actually, some of them lease vineyards, but a lot of times they're just hired by the landowner who just doesn't have the capacity or maybe the expertise to farm or or the employees. I mean, harder and harder. So we're seeing about 40% of our vineyards in Sonoma County are actually farmed by vineyard management companies. So some of the larger ones, Redwood Empire Vineyard Management, Bevel Vineyard Management, you have Boland, you have Atlas. We have about 60 to 70 vineyard management companies of varying sizes that help get the farming done for those landowners that don't sort of do the farming or have the investment in the farming equipment and folks.
So if somebody bought a piece of land with a vineyard, we actually had that situation. I sold something out off of I forget that. Anyway, towards Windsor on the weather.
Sure.
But it had a working vineyard on it, and he's, well, I don't know how to manage this.
Yeah,
you
there's
know?
Help.
So,
which is great for a lot of the realtors. Yeah, so we can connect folks to some of our vineyard managers. There's certain ones that farm all over the county. Some specialize in different locations, and so there are definitely folks that can get their vineyards managed.
Yeah, good. Okay, so we're going to continue that. Actually, we'll talk a little bit more about sustainability and then kind of get into what you're doing to help with ag housing when we come back after the news. This is Allison Norman at Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, and we'll be right back. We're here with Carissa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
In New Zealand, officials are beginning to release the bodies of the victims of the mosque massacre to their families. As we learn, the death toll has risen to 50. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush.
The very, very important role of returning the victims of this horrendous incident to their loved ones will commence this evening and hopefully will be completed by Wednesday.
Lawmakers in New Zealand getting ready to meet to discuss tightening gun laws in the country. A river is overflowing their banks, rapid snow melt and ice jams causing flooding from Nebraska to Wisconsin, leaving at least two dead and two more missing. Cleanup on Paris's Champs-Élysées after resurgent rioting by yellow vest protesters stunned France. Luxury stores, restaurants, and a bank torched or ransacked. French aviation authorities say the data from the crashed Ethiopian airline jet's black boxes have been downloaded and transferred to Ethiopian investigators. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Some showers on the way, but today partly cloudy at 75, 66 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 45, 48 on the shores. Blue skies for Monday at 74, 66 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, expect some afternoon showers at 68, 61 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. here on KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk, and 1350 a.m. and KSRO.com. And we're here talking with Carissa Cruz of Sonoma County Wine Growers and Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation. And we went over kind of a lot of, and welcome back, Carissa.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in. This is a really interesting subject, and it is important because, like we talked about, ag is such an important part of Sonoma County. And it's funny when you said, you mentioned that ag, we were one of only two counties.
Yeah, that actually
ag
have it.
In our title. It made me think about the Sonoma County disclosure and disclaimer.
Yes.
When we sell a property, there is a clause the right to farm. And it is an important disclosure that, you know, if you move into a place or even if you still live there, somebody puts in a, you know, chicken coop. Now we have the chicken ordinance or noisy, I would imagine, when it's harvest time and all of that. That's a disclosure. And the manure that we smell.
Yeah, the Sonoma aroma, right?
Sonoma. So it is a huge, when somebody comes from a different area, I always make sure to let them know, especially if they're looking at a country property, but really anything in general. This is a right to farm community and county.
Which has been incredibly important to keep, you know, supporting agriculture here.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you have taken on a big role in that. And before we get into that, I don't think we touched a lot on the sustainability.
Sure.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah.
Because I think that's important too.
So back in 2014, we were really one of the first wine regions in the world to come out and make a commitment saying we wanted to be 100% certified sustainable in our vineyards. And so what the heck does that mean? I mean, everyone always wants the easy answer, but when you're thinking about taking care of land, taking care of your employees and engaging in the community, having a business plan that includes succession and solid operations, there's not an easy answer. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the quick is like, oh, well, we take care of people, we take care of the environment, and, you know, we're focused on our continuing business operations. But for our grape growers, it's actually about 140 best management practices they follow in everything from protecting biodiversity on their vineyards, how they manage water use and water conservation and water quality, how they, you know, what cover crops they plant and how they get nutrients back into the soil to even when being really forward thinking and how when they're plant replanting or planting a vineyard, you know, for the longevity, because they have to make decisions that are hopefully going to last 40 years when they plant this vineyard plus. So it's how do you do that in a sustainable way? And then, you know, important piece of that is our employees and the community. And, you know, as we talk about the right to farm, there's an interesting piece of that is around just sort of being a good neighbor. And so we actually work with our growers. We have a postcard that we give our growers that they can send out to their neighbors right kind of before harvest to remind them, especially now as a community and farmers, we do a lot more night harvesting. Better for the grapes. You don't have to sort of cool them down when they get into the winery, so it's more energy efficient, so more sustainable, and obviously better for the employees who potentially are not having to harvest grapes in 85 to 95 degree weather during the day under the sun. But it does for folks, especially if, you know, first time maybe homeowners in Sonoma County, if they live in ag zones, all of a sudden, you know, the bright lights might come on in the middle of the vineyard in the middle of the night, and they're like, you know, I know our ag commissioner, our sheriff, get phone calls about, you know, the aliens that have landed next door and what's going on. So, you know, try as we might, sometimes it's still surprising during harvest to kind of see those lights. But I think it's amazing. I love driving through the county at 3 a.m. and seeing kind of the lights on in the different vineyards and knowing that crews are out there and we're, you know, in the middle of one of the most important times for agriculture here and, you know, our economy here. So that harvest is so important.
And that's a big part of what draws people to Sonoma County is the ag and the and all the wine and all the vines when you drive through and how beautiful it is. And then you forget, you know, you bought this beautiful little place out amongst the vineyards. You forget that there is going to be that time.
That it's actually a farming operation next door.
There might be some noise.
Yeah, and there's tractors and trucks. And I mean, like I said, I was just in New York for the week doing media and kind of press interviews. And We sort of laughed. They're like, well, what's it like when you're out there during harvest? What can, you know, folks expect? I was like, well, occasionally you're going to get stuck behind a tractor going down one of our streets. But I love that. I mean, it's such a just great symbol of, you know, what is so much of our beauty here, right? We have 6% of our counties planted in vineyards, so about 60,000 acres. But the other 500,000 acres is trees and open space and really protecting nature. And I think that combination of our vineyards and our pastures and in our, you know, our forests really makes Sonoma County a special place to live and to visit. So we're really lucky.
I think we are. I know I drive around out showing property or going somewhere and I'm like, God,
I know.
Really lucky to live here.
Even in New York, my wife and I were walking through Central Park. And we're like, this place is amazing. And we're, you know, it's cold and we're like, okay, we're here. We're walking through. And then we're like, oh my gosh, we just get to go out in our backyard and we get this everywhere. Like, how lucky are we? Yeah. It's not just this park in the middle of, you know, New York, but our whole county's a park.
Yeah, it really is. It's nice. Well, thank you for what you do to kind of help do that. And the sustainability part, I went on a tour one time at, I think it was Benziger.
Yeah.
And they are huge on the sustainability and is it bio?
And they also do biodynamics. So, so sustainability is kind of this overarching umbrella because it looks at not just sort of the practices on the farm, but again, also the people piece and your employees and training and safety and advancement. And then also the business planning. You know, the average age of our farmer here is 60. Sorry, guys. So, you know, we're thinking about succession planning and is the next generation going to come in and farm? And who are those folks? And to ensure that we get to keep our, you know, our ag lands here and preserved. And we do a lot of that thinking. So that's kind of the broader umbrella. And then we have some farmers underneath that farm biodynamic and organic as well, which is sort of a sub, you know, section of sustainability.
That's cool. I think it's important since there is such a big... what did you say? 60%?
Yeah, 6% of our county is planted in grapes. Yeah. About 60,000 acres out of the million.
Right. Okay. But it's important that it's sustainable and doesn't use up all the water and doesn't damage the infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, and once you pave over farmland, it doesn't come back, right? So, I mean, it's one of those things that once it's lost forever. And certainly there are communities around California that have seen that happen, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah, well, it's all good stuff. So let's get into So in 2016, you kind of brought back the Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation.
Yeah, so it existed. It was kind of a partner organization to the wine growers, which is, you know, what the main organization. But it hadn't had much of a focus. It was, you know, around, obviously, except it's a nonprofit, so it provides a nice tax, you know, break if someone wants to donate. But it hadn't had a lot of sort of energy or programs. And given our sustainability commitment, we said, you know what? We have this organization. It's kind of been there. It's been a little dormant, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. Why don't we reinvigorate it and give it a real vision and mission to help support our ag employees? Like, let's be specific with what we want to do. And so we did that. And, you know, to launch it, before we even wrote a business plan, kind of a unique path, we actually invited our employees in. So we had three different focus groups, is a weird word, but conversations in both Spanish and English with our ag employees. So it was folks that had, and men and women, you know, young, kind of just starting in the vineyards, to some of our employees who had been with, you know, the San Giacomo family or the Duttons for 40 years multi-generational, or their fathers had also been part of that, and maybe had families or had seen their families, you know, raise their families in Sonoma County. So we asked, we just said, if we had an organization and you needed resources, where do you need resources? How do we help? You know, instead of us assuming, a very wise Kevin Barr, who was my board chair at the time, Redwood Empire Vineyard Management, said, you know, Carissa, don't assume you actually have any idea what our ag workforce needs, which was very simple and brilliant at the same time. And so he helped us get folks in. And so we just said, how do we help? And I, you know, probably not ironically, since we're having this conversation on housing, the biggest issue once you got past sort of this idea of immigration reform, which is a policy we can't really, we don't do policy, so we can't touch that. But it was around needing housing, and it was everything from, you know, we need more housing to we need housing that's, we heard both, closer to the vineyards, closer to work, or we need housing that's closer to the community because my kids are in school. You know, so it kind of, I mean, it was all over the place, but housing, and the affordable housing was important. And so then we went to our growers and said, well, how do you, let's find out what you're actually doing in housing. And this was probably the biggest surprise, because I'd heard anecdotally farmers talking about, well, I have a single family home I provide for my foreman and his family on this property, or we have dormitory style housing for some of our single workers, you know, men on this property. But we were actually able to do a survey of our grape growers and found out that about 30% actually already provide employee housing, which all of a sudden made us one of the largest providers of employee housing, workforce housing in the county and probably in the North Bay, which was really great, but still not enough. I mean, when you hear that it's a crisis for the workforce, and again, pre-fires, we knew we need to do more. And so we actually launched with this really, so that became kind of the pillar, like, let's really think about that and then think about kind of education and workforce development. So two areas where we could really do something. Healthcare, childcare, that got a little trickier. There's a lot of regulations and policy involved, and you need really big partners to do, you know, I would say make a difference in those areas. Yeah. But luckily our farmers are, you know, they often say they're, you know, land rich and, you know, financially poor. Mm-hmm. So, but the land part is the important piece, right, as we think about expanding housing here in the county.
Yeah.
So they, we did a pilot where we asked some growers that were interested in building, in this case it was dormitory style housing. There's been a move to bring more H-2A workers, the guest worker program, that's a federal program, into the county. And they didn't want to bring workforce in and then try to take rental units out of the market for when they have that workforce here. So they said, we really want to build, so we're not taxing, you know, what is already an affordable housing crisis.
Right.
So let's do our part and actually build them on our property. And so
that's cool.
Yeah. So about five growers worked together, and it was really, we learned a lot. But and we were working with Tennis Wick at the county at Permit Sonoma to create a model where instead of building five different housing units that look different and different structures, they were trying to agree, work with one architect, one engineer to get sort of the planning done, work with Tennis Wick and said, hey, if we come in with sort of close plans, which the challenge on ag land, though, is septic and water. You were talking about that on the property you have coming on, right?
Listing. Yes, no septic. Yeah, not, I mean, not a working, it's
not
a failed
working septic, right? A failed system. And so having septic and water is obviously the critical pieces, especially right. building an ag land, because you can't just hook up to
right.
the county
and,
or the city sewer.
And when you
sewer.
Add square footage and people, Absolutely. Bodies, then
it changes everything.
Now you need maybe a new system.
You might need
probably.
A new system. You know, might need new capacity. Mm-hmm. You know, unclear. You might need to drill a new well.
Yeah.
So not only these are expensive and time consuming, but you know, you have to even understand what the property capacity is to mm-hmm. do some of those mm-hmm. things. And so, but it was great. I mean, we learned a lot from the process. So we actually, over the past couple of months, about another, I call them bed units, but another 150 bed units came online. So those can be in, we had two single family homes get built for employees and their families. Nice. And then we had about five dormitory style homes get built once in its final kind of stages and hoping to be available nice. This summer. But it
was, and that's on somebody's land.
It's right? on ag okay. land. So it's okay. in ag zone property. There's certain sort of general planning, you know, requirements that you do in ag zone that are a little different than you would do in residential, rural residential. Mm-hmm. And so we were working with Tenniswick on that. And so that sort of sparked this idea of let's better work together. And then these growers said, hey, we've created these blueprints. We'll give them to Permit Sonoma, and any grower out there, any farmer that wants to consider this style of housing can just have them
yeah,
and not invest.
I think
so then
that's
it's
awesome. Yeah.
yeah. So, I mean, what a great, I mean, if there's any scales, you know, economies of scale, it's nice to have right. that. So we're looking to take that model even further.
Yeah. So that I read that, I think, on your website. So it's yeah. kind of a ready plan. I mean,
it's
not,
kind of
like
a ready
you said,
plan.
They're not, you know,
you still have to match, you still have to do the septic and the water piece again,
yeah.
which is the, always the hiccup or the hurdle, but
right.
you don't have to think about, okay, you know, if I'm mapping these rooms, or where should I put a kitchen, or where do I put the bathrooms,
yeah.
or whatever, it's already done.
So the process has started. And somebody could go into Permit Sonoma
and
talk to them about
yes,
that.
And talk okay. to them about that, or reach out to us and get access to that. So that's,
okay.
that was kind of phase one. And then the fires happened.
Right.
And
we're going to talk about that,
yeah.
because we're going to take a little break,
sure.
But we're going to come back. So we're talking to Carissa Cruz, Sonoma County Wine Growers, and we're talking more specifically right now about the foundation, Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation.
Exactly right.
And
yep.
some of the things that you did to step in after the fire. So
yep.
We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, and we're going to take a break.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. That's me. We're here today with Carissa Cruz, Sonoma County Wine Growers, and Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation. I wanted to give out the website. Actually, there's two. One is easier than the other. I think we just
tried.
Tries
we might. I know.
So, SonomaWineGrape.org. And I would encourage you, if this is an interesting topic to you, there's really a lot of good. I was browsing your website, and it's a great website. A lot of
Thank
good
you.
Information. So Sonoma County Wine Growers helps ag land owners, mm-hmm. vineyard more.
Yeah, grape growers, the
grape
farmers.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of great resources resources for that. You even have like an exchange for selling grapes.
And the grape marketplace.
Yes. That looked interesting.
Where folks can list their grapes if they have them for sale or go look for grapes.
Good. And a good resource for if somebody purchases a property or is thinking about purchasing a property, can I put grapes on it? You can kind of get help with resources for that.
Yeah. And I was mentioning that during the break. We were kind of talking about that, which, you know, we're talking real estate in general today, and highly recommend any potential buyers out there or real estate community, if there's land out there and you're wondering if you can plant grapes, you know, we have folks that we can connect you with that can come out and give you sort of the background. Are you in tiger salamander? What does the water basin look like?
Right.
So you have a really good perspective on what you can and can't do, which is
so
important.
Never assume. And it's the same with horse property too. Don't assume because it's on an acre of land that you can, even if there's grapes everywhere, that you can plant where you are. So just throwing that caveat out there. And then it's a huge disclosure or disclaimer. So the Sonoma County Grape Grower Foundation, and the website is scggf.org. So that stands for Sonoma County Grape Grower Foundation.org. So just remember that long word and then put it into an acronym and you'll be there.
Or you go to SonomaWineGrape.org, also has a link. So
there you go.
We'll try to make it easy. But both are definitely .orgs, which is important.
Yeah. And so that's good. So then the foundation is the nonprofit arm of that. Yeah. So we were talking before break, and we'll continue because I think it's a really big part of what we're talking about today is providing housing and what you did when we had the fires. So what happened and how did you?
I mean, fortunately, as we said, we had relaunched the foundation in 2016. And so when the fires happened, and I lost my home in the fires too, and so I knew right away. I mean, it was so overwhelming. And we had this moment of like, I sit around, I'm like, if I'm overwhelmed and I speak the language and I'm fairly networked in Sonoma County and have a lot of folks that can help me, what the heck happens to our, you know, potentially Latino community that's lost their home? You know, documentation's been so scary out there. No, even if you are here completely legally, it's still, I think, a frightening process to think about going in and what resources are available. And so we really, really felt compelled to do something quickly. And so our Grape Growers Foundation launch was actually on October 17th, so just days after the fire started. They were still going on. We launched a housing recovery fund to directly support those ag families that lost their homes or potentially wages during the fires, groceries. If you were evacuated for a week, you might have come home when there wasn't, you know, power in your home and lost all your groceries, your medicines. Right? I mean, and any loss can feel like a real loss. And so we were able to launch that, and it was so great. We had an immediate, when we launched, the John Jordan Foundation and American Ag both gave us $25,000 to launch this housing recovery.
Nice.
So in like minute one, we started with $50,000. And what was incredible is over 6 months, we raised about $1.3 million to support our ag families. And it was, I mean, I was getting phone calls from, you know, a wine lover in Chicago saying, I love coming out to Sonoma County. I love the wine. I can only send a check for $50, but can I support, you know, your ag families? I'm like, yes. And so, I mean, it was just, we're getting those local, you know, businesses, farmers, wineries supporting. So we raised this money and then we worked with our employers, so the grape growers, and said, let us know if you have employees that were impacted. We want to help them. We have funding to help. And so as it turned out, there was about 280 families that were impacted. And this was all ag. This wasn't just, you know, vineyards. You know, we helped Gourmet Mushrooms out in the West County had an employee that lost everything. And so, but we had about 14 families lose their homes. And there was a little bit of a trickle-down impact. So we kind of had phase one where you actually lost your home during the fires. And then, as I'm sure you've, you know, a lot of folks know and have seen, is some families who lost their homes also had rental properties, and when those leases came up, they moved back into those properties as they were figuring out.
Happened to some friends.
So we had kind of this trickle down impact that a couple of our ag families lost their homes, you know, not actually through the fires, but sort of
as a result of the fires. There was no help for those people.
Exactly.
They didn't qualify because they didn't
actually lose
anything.
So we included those.
They did lose.
I mean, they were thrown into a housing market that was in crisis.
Oh, yeah.
So we helped those families as well. So there was about 14 families we paid rent support for 2 years.
Wow.
And also bought some RVs. So some of our employees wanted to be right out on vineyards. Mm-hmm. And so we bought RVs, not a permanent solution, but of at least a nice temporary solution. Yeah. So we bought three RVs in the process.
And I think it was important to kind of get back to a sense of normalcy quickly as possible.
Just a place that you could literally call home, whatever that looked like,
right.
Knowing that it wasn't the same and it's never the same. And I know that, you know, personally, it's like, you know, for a while you needed to feel like you had a place to hang your hat at the end of the day, so to speak.
Yeah.
So we still have some funding left over. We have about $600,000 after supporting the families that had need. And so now we're moving back to the kind of that model that we were working on before the fires, back to normal if we can, mm-hmm. of trying to collaborate among our ag employers, so our grape growers and other ag, to figure out how do we best motivate, again, knowing that we have land, mm-hmm. How do we best motivate providing more employee housing, workforce housing out on our land? So for those farmers who want to build, we're trying to create more of a consortium that can co-invest in those plans and have some funding from the Grape Growers Foundation to create, you know, the accessory dwelling unit plans. If you think that's the right fit for your property, create another single family home, which ag zoned lands kind of have a unique opportunity for what you can do and what you can build on ag zoned mm-hmm. lands to support employees.
Okay.
Additional dormitories. So we're looking at doing those plans right now. I actually have a board meeting on Tuesday where we're going to be talking more about how we use and kind of release some of those fundings to motivate additional housing, hopefully for our workforce. So
So is there financial help then to the grape growers?
Yes,
yeah, or incentives?
So I what we're trying to do is make it easier to build and more cost effective to mm-hmm. build. And so, you know, our farmers are experts at farming, right? So they're not experts at construction
and not gonna go build
navigating, permitting, and navigating what they're even, you know, able to do on some of their land sites. I mean, we're nearing bud break. So I want to say the farming process is about to kick off for the entire season again. And they'll be back to doing their jobs their livelihoods and that. So we're trying to use some of that funding to literally get them, I want to say, for lack of a better word, like consulting help, where if they want to start the process, they have someone they can actually ask who's an expert that can help them start, know what they can do, navigate it, almost, you know, a housing concierge service.
I think that's great.
We'll make that sound like a better word. Because so that way to take...
We need that in all of real
estate. Oh my God, maybe we'll create
a... Realtors kind of are that.
Yeah,
you know,
but we
need to draw on experience like somebody like your organization.
Yeah. So from a building perspective, though, there aren't as many folks to help you literally take step one mm-hmm. and make mm-hmm. that an easy step and to know what you can and can't do. And so we're trying to invest in doing that and then invest in creating, again, some of those blueprints. You know, if you want a custom home, okay, this probably isn't the path, but if you're looking to provide, you know, a 1500 square foot second unit, or I think it's 1400 square feet that you can do as an accessory dwelling unit on some of the ag zone, mm-hmm. You know, are there a couple plans that we already have in place that you don't have to invest in designing those and paying for that upfront cost to make it as easy as possible? It's still a permitting process. So we've been working with Tennis Wick at Permit Sonoma and David Goon at the City of Santa Rosa mm-hmm. to help provide that guidance.
David's going to be on the show.
Oh, good.
We'll
he's great.
Talk to him more about that.
Yeah, he's been helping. He's kind of been doing a little of this kind of consulting work for us on that to figure out how do we do that and then come up with some creative models, which I think we all have to be creative right now in this building process.
I know, we do. You're right.
Yeah, but it's been great. I sit on the housing council that Peter Rumble from the Chamber has really spearheaded with Keith Woods locally. So it's a group of some of the largest employers in the county working together to help create more building opportunities and working with developers and really motivating housing. And so it's nice to have ag at the table, and we feel like we have an important role. You know, if we're building on privately held land, mm-hmm. it's still an important role to play our part.
Yeah, so. No, it's good. And I thought it was great that you were included in the housing summit.
I know, great.
And acknowledging what an important part of that whole piece of the puzzle you are, so and your organization. So I think that's great. I was going to say something, and now I forgot. So.
I hate that when that happens.
Darn it. Oh, you were talking about you have funds available still. Are you doing any fundraising?
I mean, we're looking actually doing some fun fundraising this summer.
Wine and fundraising.
Yeah, looking at maybe doing a little breakfast out in the vineyard and getting some folks out early for kind of a sunrise. But we have organizations that still give us money. It's really important. And not only does it support the housing efforts, but also we do a great employee recognition program and some workforce development. It is a tax write-off. So
somebody could contact SonomaWineGrape.org.
SonomaWineGrape.org or reach out to me directly.
Why don't you give your phone number?
Sure. So 707-522-5863. Or my email is Carissa, K-A-R-I-S-S-A, at SonomaWineGrape.org. Feel free to reach out. And I think it's going to be on the website.
Yeah, it'll be. There's a podcast at KSRO.com. And then there's the realestatehourblog.com. And then Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. So we're
perfect.
All over the place.
I know. I love it. No, and thank you so much for having me in to talk about this. Because I know, like I said, it's not probably an exact match. But housing in general is so important. And we all have to do our part.
It's community, really. Yes. It's everything for real estate. So thank you. I think David Guin is here next week, City of Santa Rosa. And we're going to be talking more about housing in Sonoma County, or more specifically Santa Rosa. This is Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning. I'll be back next Sunday. Thanks for joining us.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of two Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.